The Hideous Creature Show.
When you headbutt somebody, they don't survive that. You can punch somebody in the face, that's gonna piss them off. You headbutt somebody, they're going down. You take your elbow and you rake it across somebody's face five or six different times, their natural reaction is to do this. It's going to open up the face right away. The blood's going to go into the eyes. They can't see the stinging effect, the whole thing. There's no more vicious tool than an elbow. When you drive your knee into someone's groin or into the thigh, it completely buckles them from here. And when you use these tools in combination with each other, well, that's what we're looking for.
City of Roses, Portland, Oregon, inside 2202, a.k.a. the Brooklyn Zoo, via the internets. The date is Saturday, January 12th, 2013, and I'm one of your hosts, and my name is June.
And my name is Jenny.
And my name is Patrick.
And this is the Hideous Creature Show, episode number 167. Thank you, everybody, for coming along and playing fake radio with us on the internet. I want to start this week off by saying happy birthday to Jenny and happy birthday to Patrick.
Thanks.
I don't know if I did a show all by my lonesome last week, and I don't know if I said
happy birthday
to you guys. Yes, I did.
You did.
You did?
Yeah. I just felt bad about putting another old episode on, so I did a mixtape show.
Oh.
I wanted to do a mixtape show, but every time it's just me and him, he's like, no, let's do an actual show. I'm like, mixtape show.
He's always reaching to the mixtape bucket. But I have
nice.
To say,
I had no idea.
Happy birthday, and I missed you guys last week very much. Mingus was here, and he kind of, he was somebody to talk to, although he didn't retort too much.
Yeah,
but
he tends not to.
I missed you guys.
I feel bad. I forgot all about Jenny's birthday until I was in the car on Monday going to the beach. On my birthday, I was like, holy shit, I forgot about Jenny's birthday.
That's okay. I didn't forget your birthday. I thought about you. I should have just sent you a text message, but my dad was here for a week, and so I didn't do much other than entertain my dad.
And eat
a lot.
Did your folks flip the bill, or did Don and his wife flip the bill?
My dad filled the tank in my car. He wanted to buy us groceries. Like, he won't... He kept standing around in the baby's room going like, well, you have a rocking chair and you have a crib. I was just like, Dad, no, we have everything.
Oh, he was going over a checklist of like what he was going to buy.
He put a flare kit into the trunk.
Got a snake, put it in there to protect the baby.
I heard him and his wife whispering by the sliding glass door about the giant like play structure they plan on buying my daughter. Ugh. I was like, oh, Jesus.
That's
what grandparents do, apparently. I had no idea.
How long, this is just a question I got to ask, and I'm not saying talking shit about Darnell or anything, but how long did they stay, and then how long was it before you kind of wanted your space, wanted your life back?
They stayed from Saturday to Friday.
Oh, so almost a week.
Yeah, almost an entire full week, and I was ready by Tuesday.
And they were staying with you?
Yeah, well, it's hard with a baby, too, because she's really, really, like, functioning well on a routine right now, and it was all thrown off. So she was like crying more than usual, and you know, she
doesn't like a routine fucked with.
No, she doesn't.
Grandpa comes over and it's like, you know what, it's my turn to be a baby.
Yeah,
but you know, I love having the free food, because I remember when my parents would come and visit, free food, and like you said, let's put some gas in your car, and you're like, yes.
Well,
that's
the
fantastic.
Funny thing is, like, we had planned out, we'd gone to the grocery store and planned out a couple of meals, and So I made like baked ziti one night. Mm. I got stuff for breakfast, and my dad was actually like kind of mad that we had like bought groceries that he couldn't buy. And I was like,
how dare you buy this? How dare you buy groceries?
And so he kept saying like, well, we could just go out to eat. And I was like, Dad, I'm going to make you a fucking home cooked meal. Like, just sit the fuck down. Hold the baby and just get ready for the food, you know?
He's like, fuck, I get home-cooked meals all the time. Let's go out and eat.
And let's go to the Olive Garden.
So, yeah, let's hit the claim jumpers.
A bad thing happened. And to any parents out there that may have a newborn baby, check your fucking baby monitor and make sure it's not on. When somebody else is in the other room.
Oh, no.
What happened?
So my dad and his wife were downstairs, and BT and I were upstairs, and BT's changing the diaper, and I come in, and I'm like, dude, and thank God I didn't, I could have been bad, but I was like, God, my dad is fucking dying to take us out to dinner. And BT goes, yeah, what the fuck would he do if we'd planned out every meal? He'd freak out. And I come back downstairs and I realize that the baby monitor's on because I can hear BT being like, oh, booby, 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 and like playing with the baby.
Did Darnell say anything?
What he said was the baby started crying and I was like, oh, let me turn this off so we don't have to hear that. And my dad said, yeah, it's amazing what those baby monitors pick up. Ouch.
You got fucking totally fucked.
A good thing about baby monitors is I was, I don't know how old I was. I think I wasn't even 21 yet. I know I wasn't 21 yet. I was dating a girl and her parents had a kid and the kid was sleeping in the room with them and they had a baby monitor in the room and then they had one downstairs in the living room.
Yeah.
And so when they were downstairs and the baby was sleeping, they could watch television, all that shit, and hear the baby.
That's how baby monitors work.
I know, but check this out. This is what's great, is that we could hear them snoring, and we knew that it was game on, and we could fool around and get all nasty.
So the baby slept in the room with them?
Right. And we could hear them upstairs, and we were downstairs, and we're like, phew. It's like, you know.
The snoring stops, you pull out.
Yeah.
And you're done.
Like, go hide in the closet.
Do you actually literally hang out in the closet or is that kind of a metaphor?
A little out of column A, a little out of column B.
Little both.
Well, happy birthday, you guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Jenny, I didn't get you. Downton Abbey was on. June called me and was texting me. About the real life Downton Abbey, about the castle. And then I called you.
Right. I watched a documentary on it.
He watched a documentary before he watched Downton Abbey about where they shoot Downton Abbey.
Yeah, it's
the real estate.
I forgot. It's actually not called Downton Abbey. It's got a different name.
And that's when Downton Abbey got sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Exactly.
Moving on, we've got our topic.
Start a band called Downton Abbey.
No, Bunton Abbey.
Yeah, I want you to start a band called Bunton
Abbey. Hello and welcome to Bunton Alley.
Don't turn around.
It's a cross between, what is it? What's the... Harry Potter area?
Hogwarts?
Bungleville?
No, it's the alley.
Hogwarts Diagon Alley.
Yeah, Diagon Alley. Never mind, I'm not going there. Anyway, so I give you guys a little bit of homework to do, and we're going to go around the room with this.
Okay.
And the question is, we were supposed to do a show last week that we ended up not being able to do, and I figured that since Jenny's not going to be here, Patrick and I can nerd out. And this was going to be what we were going to talk about.
Right, but...
But I got lazy and didn't think of anything else. So what we're going to do is we're going to go around the room, and the question is... I wrote it down somewhere. What sci-fi universe would you, A, want to live in, B, not want to live in, C, put Jenny and Patrick. Jenny, you put me and Patrick. Patrick, you put Jenny and I in there. And then D, what futuristic movie universe do you think is actually going to come into fruition? What do you think the human race is doomed to suffer? You know what, Jenny? You're going first.
Okay. Should I go through all of them?
Yeah, go through all of them.
Okay. The sci-fi universe or the futuristic universe that I would want to live in would be X-Men And but only if Wolverine could be my boyfriend.
Who would you be then? Would you be Jean Grey?
No, I'd be like a new person. I'm like, hey, what's up? I'm new guy, new mutant on the block.
And fucking fire comes out of my twat and my fingernails.
Yeah, exactly. I'll be whatever. And Wolverine will be like, hey, what's up? And then
I don't have a problem with fire.
Yeah, I've got the most pleasurable pussy in the universe. That's my superpower. He's like,
right, exactly.
I heal quick. Yeah.
So that's
pleasure pussy.
Yeah, pleasure pussy.
They call it pee-pee. She's got it on a uniform.
The futuristic universe that I do not want to live in is that of The Road, which is a movie.
Viggo Mortensen?
Yeah, it's based on a Cormac McCarthy book, and that shit is dismal.
God, there's nothing good in that book.
No, everyone dies. They're boiling babies.
You teach your kid how to kill himself with a gun.
Yeah, no thanks.
There's nothing good about that movie.
I haven't seen it. I haven't read the book.
The book or the movie's great. The book is amazing, but the movie's good.
And it's post-apocalyptic Armageddon, or
yeah,
but not desert. Not like,
I don't know. I'm not familiar with it at all.
It's a hard read, and it's a hard,
what's the premise?
There's an apocalypse, and people like, and it's a father and a son trying to go to someplace where it's warm and safe. And there's people that are coming out. Not after him. There's just people around that they have to avoid.
Dog gangs?
Cannibal gangs, rape gangs.
Ooh, cannibal gangs?
There's pretty much like any kind of gang that you can think of that they'll steal your shoes, they'll steal your food, they'll fucking take your kid and eat it.
So there's no
probably.
Morality. The only people that live through it are the people that are immoral.
Well, no, it's just...
No, I mean, there's other people, but there's definitely a lot of immoral people around that.
Right,
will,
and he has a kid, and he's trying to protect his son.
Jesus. And this is probably more, you know, since you guys are parents, you can relate to it a little bit better. Like, I'd be like, I'd eat the kid. Show those cannibals, like, who's
that's
fucking
what
craziest.
That's what the cannibals are trying to get at that kid.
You should watch a movie. There's,
It sounds scary.
It's not scary. It's tense.
See, I don't need
well,
that.
I had just finished reading the book when the movie came out, and
You didn't have kids at this time.
No. So BT and I were picking movies to go see, and I was like, I really want to go see The Road. And BT went and saw it with me knowing nothing. And afterwards, he was like, really?
Why did you do that to me?
I know. Well, I didn't even think about it. I was like, the movie's going to be good. The book was entertaining. The movie's going to be good. And BT was like, what the fuck? Like, that was so dismal.
It's really dismal.
All right. Well,
good story. Very dismal. Okay. So for June, since he thinks that he's British, or he wants, or he wants to be.
How dare you?
He wants to be British.
I take that personally.
I'm going to put June in the world of Clockwork Orange.
Oh no.
Oh yes. Oh yes.
That's good. He's just in that world.
So you're being mean. See, I was thinking that you can be nice putting people into sci-fi movie future.
Oh, I am going to be nice to Patrick because he gets to go to Back to the Future Part 2.
What?
Are you saying I'm Marty McFly when he's grown up?
No, maybe you're more like one of Biff's cronies.
Oh, okay. That makes me feel better.
Who, by the way, is the best character in any movie?
It's true.
The best bad guy ever.
It's true. Biff. According to the Hideous Creature Show, we did a vote.
Didn't we establish that he even was a dick to his future self?
He is. He's like, get out of here, old man.
He's also the best actor in all of those movies because he has so much shit to be just dicky about.
He's great. He was great in that. I loved that movie.
What I think is that the human race is headed for. This one was hard. I actually wrote down like three of them.
Do all three. Fuck it.
The first one is Soylent Green.
Oh, they're made of people.
It's people.
And that goes back to the whatever the Mortensen movie or Horton's. What?
The Road.
Viggo Mortensen.
The Road.
Then I also thought maybe a little Hunger Games could come true.
It could.
I tell you guys I finally saw that?
What did you think?
I liked it.
Yeah.
I didn't think I was going to like it. I liked, I think I watched it twice.
It was a good movie. The books are great.
Hmm. And there's another one coming up? Hunger Games 2?
There's three books, so there'll be three movies.
Ugh. I would love to see Harry Potter versus the Hunger Games.
Ugh, like, Harry Potter would trounce it.
Cross it up.
Is trounce a word?
Yes.
Well, okay. No, what they do is they take the wizards and they put them in a Hunger Games scenario.
Oh, gotcha.
I've never seen the Hunger Games or read them, so
Wizard.
I don't know.
Wizard Hunger Games.
But the one that I think that'll probably really happen is Blade Runner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're not going to be able to see the sun because of all the smog.
Exactly. Like, that's what I, when I think of the future, that's what I think of, especially living here in the lovely Pacific Northwest.
All right, we're going to vote for the last one, yay or nay, if we think that it's actually going to come true.
Blade Runner?
Yeah. Patrick?
So that's my pick, I think, is Blade Runner.
Do I think it's going to happen?
Yeah.
Can I give a percentage? I say there's a 40% chance that Blade Runner is going to happen.
I'm going to say there's about a 99% chance.
Yeah, it's going to get all dark and gloomy, and like the whole replicant thing, maybe that won't happen. But right. As far as like how the world's going to look, it's totally going to be Blade Runner.
I agree. It's the atmosphere is going to be all fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
It's always
cultures
gonna
are going to merge together, and we're going to have
we're all just
going to
be brown.
Right.
We're all going to be brown, and it's going to be gray outside.
Kudos, Jenny. All right, Mr. Williams. Happy birthday.
Thanks. You didn't tell Jenny happy birthday.
People don't know this, but Patrick and I actually went to the beach for his birthday.
I know. I didn't realize this either. Where did you guys go?
We snuck away.
We whisked away. We had three tickets to paradise.
Right. And you were Hobo Patrick.
I was Hobo Patrick.
I was Wino June.
No, you weren't Wino June. You were like Wino June who just realized there's this invention called cable and heat.
Oh, I was very happy.
Did you get a hotel room?
No. Oh. Our boss, Heather, was nice enough to take us to a beach house that she has access to and put us up for the night, cooked us dinner, drove us there, drove us back. Cooked breakfast in the morning.
Yes,
it was fucking
she did everything.
Awesome.
She was a saint.
She bought booze.
She bought food.
She was fantastic. She listens to the show too, Heather. We love you very much.
Heather, me and my baby could have been invited. Thank you very much.
There was a
I'm
fireplace. And June just like, he was in his pajamas by like 6:30.
Yeah, I put my jam jams on real
at like 6 fucking 30.
That's because he's like an old British
and
man.
And he just watched Kate and he just looked and was just like so content. And then he started getting a blanket and he was just, it was really warm because of the fireplace.
What happened is Patrick kept putting Duralogs onto the fire.
I did because
I... Which caused the room to become very, very hot and made me sleepy.
Because I had to keep going outside. But he didn't go to bed until like midnight.
Yeah.
He actually stayed up.
I was up way past my bedtime.
It's true.
I walked away to the beach for like a half an hour. I came back. It was like 10:30 and I was like, why are you still up? He was like, oh, it's so good.
It was weird because I was lying on the couch. I had a banky on. I was in my jam jams watching cable.
No one just understood that sentence.
And they had all the shows on that I liked, and it was weird. I didn't drink. I had two beers that whole night.
Two beers the whole
day. We'll talk about how much you had in just a second. And I was watching the TV, and I was so comfortable. I felt like I was nodding out, like I was actually had some like pills or something. I'd nod out for a little bit, and then wake up and watch more of the TV, and then nod off and wake up. Was awesome.
He also just had this little
fucking
weird,
fantastic
like grin on his face, like just like, oh, I'm so happy and warm.
So we were cleaning up the day after. We'll get back to our topic in just a sec. And we counted the beer cans that Patrick drank. How many, Jenny, do you think Patrick drank?
It was for one night.
It was actually from about 5 to I went to bed, I think around 2:30.
Drum roll.
37.
Everyone's going to overshoot.
Well, yeah, you made it seem like it was
he had 23 beers.
Okay.
You were functioning. You were walking around playing guitar, figuring out songs.
I'd be gone.
No, I could have drank more. I just had to go to bed. It was 2:30 in the morning. We had to wake up.
His head was on a swivel, but it was
but I was functioning, playing the guitars, writing songs, and like having conversations.
Having a wonderful birthday.
I was having a wonderful
birthday. It was
a
very, very happy. It was wonderful.
Great.
It was good. Thank you again, Heather. All right, Patrick, back to what we're talking about.
Okay. The one movie universe that I would not want to live in would be Logan's Run.
What was Logan's Run about?
I know. I don't think I've ever
Logan's
seen
Run
it.
Was like, it's a, they have to go to a carousel. When you turn like 35.
Oh, yeah.
When you turn 28 or 30, whatever the age is, they kill you. So it's only a group of young people. And then there's these people, Logan.
Fucking hipsters.
Logan 6, the young people are all hipsters because they're all wearing like tight blackness and have guns. And they capture
just
runners.
Just like in Portland.
It sounds like Portland.
And if you are going to get old and don't want to get killed, you run. And then they're called runners, and Logan is like a cop who wants to kill him. But he gets, I wouldn't want that because it's such a great society where like you can actually just go up to a television screen, or it's a teleporter television screen, and punch in girls that you want to have sex with, and they just beam you in. and then you have sex with them, it's so awesome. And they're like, now you have to die. I'd be like, fuck that. I'd be like, I'm getting the fuck out of here. But
you'd
you can't
be a runner.
I'd be a runner.
Well, a runner's life can't be good.
No, because they always get killed because no runners have ever escaped. But then they tell Logan, hey, there's runners that have escaped. You have to find them. But then everyone thinks he's a runner.
That, I want to go.
Oh, spoiler alert. The movie came out in the 70s.
Yeah, it's an old movie.
That's like, what's Soylent Green? I've never seen it, which I haven't. Anyway, that's the movie I wouldn't want to be in.
It's People.
The movie I would want to be in is called A Boy and His Dog.
Oh, that's post-apocalyptic.
It has, stars Don Johnson.
Yeah, a young Don Johnson.
What?
A young 1975. Would you like me to give you the synopsis, Jenny?
Yes.
A post-apocalyptic tale based on a novella by Harlan Ellison. A boy communicates telepathically with his dog as they scavenge for food and sex. And they stumble into an underground society where the old society is preserved.
It's like Stewie and Brian.
The daughter of one of the leaders of the community seduces and lures him below, where the citizens have become unable to reproduce because of being underground so long. They use him for impregnation purposes, and they plan to be rid of him.
So they stud him out.
Huh?
He studded out?
They stud him out. How is that not awesome? And I have a telepathic dog as my friend.
I would have never, ever guessed that a movie called A Boy and His Dog was about that.
I could imagine, like, you know, he's fucked like 18 chicks in like 1 hour.
Yes.
And they're like, and the dog's like, come on, man.
Get it up.
He's like, this is hell. And the dog's like, God, you have no idea.
I'd be like, shut up, dog. Don't
wish. I wish I was in your place.
I would just sit there and think to my dog, don't make me put peanut butter on my balls again. And the dog goes, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Is that peanut butter? You don't put that on your dick, fucker.
The movie that I see you, I actually see one movie for both of you.
To Yay! I like it because we're
be
teamed
together.
Up unless it's Hunger Games.
Then we have to kill each other.
The movie that I would put both of you with I saw Jenny in this first. And then I was like, well, June, he's obviously a lock, would be Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome. Jenny would obviously be Anti-N, which stands for, I didn't realize this until this morning, Ant Entity. That was like her name, is Ant Entity. You're Tina Turner. You run Bartertown. Or you run Bartertown.
Master Blaster runs Bartertown, dummy.
June would be Jebediah the pilot.
Oh, the weird-looking guy?
The weird dude who was in Mad Max. Right. And Mad
he's
Max
in all
Mad
of them.
Is he in the first? Is he in Road War?
Yeah. He's in all of them.
I mean, is he in Mad Max? Is
yes.
He
in, No.
But he's in Road Warrior.
He's in Road Warrior.
You're the pilot, because I can see him as like, I'm creepy and want to rape things and fly my plane.
Sounds about right.
I'll take it.
The movie that I think that is going to be real is the movie called Gattaca. I think we're going to fuck around with gene shaping and like taking away like diseases and things for children. And then you're going to get like kids, like people that have like you, the three of us or your kids that didn't have that. And they're going to be like lesser people because they have, you know, they may have like heart murmurs as in Gattaca or Down syndrome. But I think that's what's going to happen. But it's so, I kind of want that because it's so stylish. If I'm a janitor, like I'm Ernest Borgnine in Gattaca and I'm cleaning out like some place, it's so stylish to go to work in those buildings because the architecture is wonderful.
I think you're right. I think I'm going to say 2,005% correct.
I'm going to say that I'm 114,000% correct.
I 100% correct.
Wow, we're already Jackson people except for Jenny.
Totally. That was totally Randy Jackson thing to do.
I'm 1,003,000% correct.
I'm 150,000,000%.
Percent convinced that you have the X factor.
That I mean, American is what's going to happen to the future.
I'm 99,500.5% sure that you're going on to the next round.
No, I can see that. I can see a lot of stuff happening.
Also, Gattaca is a really good movie.
I've never seen it. It's one of those that slipped over under the radar for me, and I never saw it again.
Because, I mean, look at what's happening with plastic surgery right now. I mean, we haven't perfected it yet, but...
Can we just make them not look like cats? Then we'll be fine.
In the future.
Electric cars. Uma Thurman. Every woman looks like Uma Thurman.
She's pretty hot, though. Do you think that she's going to naturally age, or is she going to go plastic surgery way?
I think she looks more attractive now.
I agree.
Than she did when she was 17 and in
completely agree.
Baron Munchausen.
completely agree. What? She was in that?
Yeah, she was. She was Venus. She was like naked in that.
Ooh, I gotta rewatch that.
She's more attractive now. I think that people get more attractive when they get older.
I agree. Bones.
We talked about this.
Right.
The last show, I think. June, okay. How about you?
I have the sci-fi movie that I would want to live in is, of course, Mad Max. Who wouldn't want to live there? Armageddon and
cool buggies,
sweet ass car that has the Nas.
I mean, England's cool ass cars have the Nas. Jenny calls them buggies that have the tram.
I'd have one of those three wheeler motorcycles with like a seat in the back. That where the monkey could sit there, because I'd have to have a monkey.
You definitely have a monkey.
Yeah. You either have a gay lover or a monkey, and you would have a monkey.
Well, what happened is that people that I met would go, oh, he's, you know, he has a monkey, you know, he's taking care of a monkey. And then once we got into the jungle, the monkeys would see the monkey and go, oh, he's got a human. So I'd have every...
You'd get all bases covered.
How many jungles were in Mad Max?
None, but I'm assuming there's one.
Plus you get a dress like Rob Halford, so it's you win-win there too.
Yeah, and I'd have, instead of eyebrows, I'd have spikes implanted in there.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how to respond to that. Anyway.
All right, the universe that I would not want to live in, Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, that would suck. Fuck
How
those
much
apes.
Would that suck?
Fuck those apes.
But then again, if I had a monkey.
You'd be all set.
No, you wouldn't. They'd hate you even more because they'd think you were like enslaving this monkey.
Oh my God, and they'd be like, ooh, the slave is
Maybe
risen
I would
up.
A little bit. Maybe my whole plan is to, you know, change things around on this fucking backwards monkey world.
Maybe.
I want to do that scene first. Like, instead of the whole movie, I just want to go right to that. Dropping to my knees on that sweet-ass beach with that hot chick that doesn't know how to talk.
She can't tell you no. That's why June wants to be in the
Maybe she's my new monkey. All right, the universe that I want to stick you guys in is Patrick, Bill and Ted's.
I actually thought of that.
The future of Bill and, that Bill and Ted actually created.
I'd be like a good library worker in that world.
No, you'd be a guitar rocker, dude.
Right, but I work in a library.
Rocking the book. Rocking the Dewey Decimal System. Willy, 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 willy.
That would be in 923.03.
Jenny, the one I'm sticking you in is Starship Troopers. As a kick-ass Marine killing bugs.
Oh, God, I like you'd it. Be good at that.
Showering with the boys and not giving a shit.
Yeah.
Peeking a dong every once in a while.
I would totally peek a dong.
You'd actually make fun of people's dongs. You'd be like, hey, what happened to you? Like, what happened to your mom?
No, genetics would allow Jenny to have both. She'd have this huge dick, too.
I don't think Jenny wants a huge dick. Mm. Jenny actually doesn't like that last idea of yours.
All right. Then you have a hot.
But I would like to. I'll take Denise Richards' body if I get to be in that world.
You have Denise Richards' body,
Patrick.
The universe that I think is going to come into fruition is Idiocracy.
It's getting really close.
Yeah. Every year that life goes by, the more and more I realize that
we're going to be watering our crops with Gatorade soon.
It's what the body craves. It's got electrolytes.
I knew that's the first one that I thought of, but I knew that you were going to say that one. So I
didn't. That was actually what the whole thing was based on, the whole idea. But
it's
just so happening.
It's more true than any of the others that we've come up with.
I watched now being unemployed. I've watched Maury Povich show.
Oh, God.
And all the shows that are in succession of that. Like there's, I think, 4 hours of programming that's all just dummies.
Like, who's my daddy?
Who's the baby daddy?
Remember when Maury Povich actually used to be a different show? And then all of a sudden, 3 years ago, it was just like, baby daddy, baby daddy, baby daddy, baby daddy.
Well, it's because Connie Chung quit her career and fucking Maury's got to bring on all the cash.
Apparently, there was a lot of baby daddies, so he just made that his forte.
Or they said you're fired. What?
It's the baby daddy. It's I'm gay and I need to tell my girlfriend that I'm gay. Or it's the and you just and the thing I hate most about it is the way they talk to each other.
It's like at the same time.
Yeah, they're talking over each other, and then what inevitably always happens is one of the dummies gets into a loop. You know it's right.
And
you
what?
Know it's right.
And what?
You know it's
and
right.
What?
You know it's
and
right.
What?
You know
and
it's
what?
Right. Let's
and
stick
what?
It in water. Let's stick it in water. Let's stick it in water. It's just like,
yep.
Fuck.
That was really spooky because I actually saw you two fighting on a
we
stage.
We need to send Al-Qaeda the DVDs for those shows and be like, here's the spots. We'll
I
give
like,
you the spots.
I like blood is thicker than water.
It's always blood sticking in water. 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 It's just like a fucking retarded parrot. That just won't yeah. shut the fuck up.
How does Maury Povich just not blow his own head off? Connie Chung must be really good at sucking a dick yeah. or something because...
He goes home and cashes a check because I think he was like, Maury, we're either going to let you go or you do whatever we say and we're going to pay you a shitload of money. And he went, pay me the money. I can handle it.
Yeah.
Like a man.
No, I think Maury Povich went, fuck it. It doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah, it's all the shows he was doing were crap anyways. They've just now...
filed that crap into yeah. like three different topics.
Yeah, there's three different possibilities well, now. Also,
and he probably does like five of them a day yeah. for like 3 weeks.
And then
he's
off.
Gone.
And then he's fucking Connie Chung in the Barbados.
And don't forget the dummies are procreating and introducing new dummies that are coming of age.
Right.
So there's yeah. plenty of material out there. It is good.
Yeah.
I can't believe Jerry Springer is still on.
I think it's in syndication. He stopped, didn't he?
I don't know.
Oh, maybe it's reruns.
No,
I don't know.
When he left, he gave the show over to Steve, his bodyguard.
Steve Wilkos,
yeah.
yes.
Yeah, I watched that one too. God damn it. So, Idiocracy, what do you guys think percentage-wise?
A Randy Jackson percentage.
There's no scale on that.
There's no dice that can roll a number
right.
high enough. Fucking Stephen Hawking's can't conceive.
The dice would be as big as Cleveland. Just roll.
1 billion million trillion
100,000% sure that Idiocracy is going to actually really happen.
It will.
It already is.
It's happening. It's here. It's in it. All right, we're going to jump into a fake break. When we come back, we got some other goodies for you. Until then, enjoy this little audio tidbit.
A friend of mine with a pickup truck said he'd help me move. What a stroke of luck. Help me move a few boxes of paperback books and little things like that. Couch, table, kitchenware, bath, mattress, easy chair, a flea market carpet, and my cross-eyed cat. Upstairs, downstairs, tons of fun. We were mighty tired by the time we were done. I said, thank you, kindly friend, and allow me to buy you a beer.
A true friend is a man with love in his heart and a kitchen table on his back. Somebody who'll help you move. A friend like that deserves a nice cold beer. A beer brewed with naturally perfect artesian brewing water. An Olympia beer.
We are back from fake break. A good friend is got his table on your back, or his back on your table.
That's a real man.
Drinks all your beer. It was simpler times. Do you remember singing that, though, when we moved you last time, mm-hmm. Jenny? And my cross-eyed cat.
That's the only part I could remember, though.
Kitty cat.
I didn't remember about the table on the back.
That's a real man.
It's good, though. It's a good song.
It is.
I felt, for some reason, I helped her move.
If we had a time machine, wouldn't it be easier just to go and work at New York and make up ads? Because all the cigarette and tobacco ads we've seen, they're really horrible. And just be like, how about this for an idea? They obviously seem to be winners.
I think I'd like to write jingles. Yeah. I think it'd be a good job.
That's what you do with the time machine. Go back and,
yeah.
like,
and
write
make money.
Jingles?
I could do anything. That's what I'd do.
Put the money in the bank account. What and was then the, get back in the time machine.
There's one that you wrote, Patrick, the Taco Bell one. Enchilada.
Fajita the moment.
Fajita the moment.
Telling me that it's fourth meal.
Fajita the moment.
Taco Bell time.
Fajita.
I like it.
I didn't write that alone.
Fajita the moment.
We had some work. We had, I think that was Max's idea originally. And then I think we all worked on it.
fajita the moment. You know what? This sucks. I'm not having good. Let's fajita the moment.
Think about it, man. We got the Eddie Money commercial going on.
No, we're not doing that.
And I know we're not because I don't want to see you do your stroke face again.
Fajita the moment is brilliant. And
I like fajita the moment.
That wasn't me alone.
Fajita the moment, Patrick wrote with some friends.
Yeah.
Who was it? Max and
it was Max and Pat Stein.
It will happen. The date today is January 12th, 2013.
Oh, it will happen, and Patrick will get none of the reap none of the proceeds.
You know what? You won't be fajita-ing the moment then.
I don't eat a Taco Bell anyway.
Speaking of fajita-ing the moment, did you guys watch Downton Abbey, the new season 3?
No, I thought I didn't know it was going to be on OPB.
Jenny, do you not even watch it? Or,
no, I've never seen it, and I think that BT would divorce me.
He would forbid it happening?
He forbades it.
Damn it.
Would he...
He thinks British people are making fun of him.
He couldn't even watch Luther because he couldn't understand the...
Yeah, he said...
He couldn't understand what they were saying.
He said, is that that British show? I can't understand what they're saying.
What would be worse, if you watched Downton Abbey or like the first two seasons of Star Trek The Next Generation?
Ooh.
Nerd Trek is what PT calls it.
He'd let me watch Downton Abbey before.
Okay, so if you want to watch Downton Abbey, you go, I could be watching the first two seasons of Star Trek NTG, but it's on Netflix.
So Patrick, you didn't know that it plays on OPB?
No, I thought it was playing on like BBC. And
every Sunday, I think.
Well, I'm
2 hours. It went by, I swear, in maybe 6 minutes.
Well, when you masturbate, time goes faster for you.
I got a couple off.
Yeah, I know. Couple.
It was awesome. It was fantastic. And I think that I'm going to petition it to be Bunton Abbey once I become a dictator.
I'm going to write a letter.
Yeah, I'm going to write a sternly written letter to Bunton Abbey. It was awesome. It was so good. And it didn't, I think it was 2 hours, maybe even almost straight 2 hours because there was no commercials on OPB.
And it was
fucking awesome. I love Downton Abbey. And you know what? I'm going to get you for your wedding anniversary,
mm-hmm.
chloroform. And then you could chloroform BT and wash them down to Abby.
No. You get her tickets to like take take the sweet baby Kaylor Thomas out while she can just watch Downton Abbey.
Oh, it's such a good show.
Because if you chloroform BT, then she's got to take care of the baby.
Mm-hmm. No, see, what you do is you chloroform BT and get hot wing sauce and put it on his mouth and his hands and eat hot wings while you're watching it and then go, well, you ordered hot wings and passed out while you were eating them. And that way you get
like,
hot wings,
I do
too.
Love hot wings.
Anyway, it was a great show, and, man, I fucking love it. It's so good.
I'm glad that you
did you
it.
Watch any of it, Patrick? Have you seen any of season one or season two?
I've seen one and two.
So you liked it, right?
I got in conversation with my mother.
Oh, that's right.
And she
right.
was just like, and I can't tell you what show I really like. And I'm like, what show is that, mother? And she says, Downton Abbey. You're going to laugh at me. I'm like, Mom, Downton Abbey's awesome.
By the way, I sent a message to Sherry on Facebook about Downton Abbey.
Of course you did.
And she had watched the last, I think, season two to prep for it. And it kind of inspired me to watch the last two episodes of season two before it came out.
I like doing that when a show I really like is starting anew. I like to do a little recap.
Yeah.
It
gives
you, get me excited.
You forget. You forget what happened. You're like, oh, I forgot that they were pregnant and that he had, like, you know, MS.
I totally forgot about all the stuff that happened in the last two episodes.
That Alpha used to eat cats.
Yeah, Yowie!
Wasn't that like the only premise of that show?
Yeah.
See, there'd be something. What fucked up character would you want to introduce to Downton Abbey just to
Alf.
Add chaos? Alf would fuck everything up.
Balky from Perfect Strangers.
Yeah, definitely. Mork.
Like 8 Morks.
Yeah.
Like 15 Morks.
I just want Robin Williams running around in that mansion.
Yeah. So if you haven't seen the last season of Downton Abbey, it's fucking awesome.
I was having a discussion with somebody who we used to work with, not that we worked with, but worked in the same building. And she looked at me and said, actually, men watch Downton Abbey. She goes,
I was there.
You were there.
Yeah,
okay.
I was there. I was the one that brought it up.
And I was like, yeah, yeah. And she said
her husband doesn't like it.
Doesn't like it. And she's going to tell him that men actually like that show.
That's right.
And I'm like, does your husband obviously hate stories?
I will
drama.
Yeah, I will present myself to him.
Yeah, I like how you just extenuated your penis.
I will show, like, this watch is Downton Abbey. I check out, and I just let my dick watch it. That's how much of a man I am.
And your dick eats hot wings.
I bet he puts a little telescope in his urethra.
It doesn't eat hot wings. It just kind of bumps against it.
It just pokes at the wings.
Pokes at the wings.
Like a sandworm in Dune?
Exactly. All right, well, let's go into our douchebags of the week for episode 167 of The Hideous Creature Show.
Say hi to your mom, please.
I'm going to fly her brains out.
I was going fishing.
It sounds like what you were fishing for was sex with a 12-year-old girl.
Paging Dr. Douchebag.
The first one that I have is actually a Craigslist ad. So I'm just going to read it, and then you'll get the point of what these people are searching for. Normies don't understand, so we have to set this boundary. We are a four-bedroom hoarder household with one room available. There's no space in the refrigerator or cabinets, so if you like to cook, this won't work. The entire house is filled floor to ceiling with our things.
How the fuck do hoarders eat then?
They order?
They just go out and then bring it home
and then hoard it.
That shit?
Yeah,
hoard the cardboard boxes so you can use them again.
We are willing to accommodate your needs with a space that we can clear in the living room for your things. The lower bathroom is not usable, but the upstairs one is. The backyard is off limits, and the laundry room is not functional, so you'll have to do your laundry elsewhere. We are very supportive of a hoarder lifestyle and make no judgments. If you have been evicted, we can be your new place. We have all been evicted for hoarding, and that's how we found each other. We need photos of your current hoard to prove you're legitimate. We will meet offsite initially to see if we click, and then we can show you our apartment. No cameras or media are permitted.
What if I like to start my new hoard with my new, you know, place of residence?
No, dude, you gotta already have your hoard.
Okay, I gotta take pictures, though, to make sure that I can put my old hoard in the new hoard.
That's a very good point.
Like, what, you're going to actually relocate all of your fucking shit to a new place? And these people are going to like it?
Shit.
And another thing about this, fucking landlord nightmare.
Yeah.
Fucking, you know that these people, once they get evicted, and it sounds, you know, they've been evicted before, they're not going to grab their stuff and move it to a new place.
Yeah, they probably will. Hoarders are very attached to their
crap. See, I think hoarders are very committed to hoarding, but not committed to keeping their shit unless they have a place to put it.
You don't think that they would rent a U-Haul and move their crap?
No,
I don't think so. I don't think that it's physically possible to do it.
They won't gather up their cat turds and take them with them?
That's what I'm saying, that there's going to be rodents and all kinds of other shit.
Cat turds.
I mean, I could understand if I got, you know, somebody's got an awesome, sweet-ass sword collection that takes up a huge amount of space that I need a dojo to fucking hang all this stuff in.
But you don't stash that under fucking 14 years of newspapers.
Yeah, see, hoarders are stackers.
They're pilers.
They're building skyscrapers
always,
in their living room.
Always under a pile of cat shit.
I think there's constantly something pee-pee or poo-poo in there somewhere.
What I like is that they wanted to make it very clear. You can't use the kitchen. You can't use the backyard. Don't even think about using the laundry. Like, that, nothing in this house is actually usable except for, like, this little space that they'll give you.
Yeah, you're
to
living,
make unusable.
Yeah, you're living in a stationary U-Haul. Deal with it. You can sleep here, and you can keep your shit here, but don't think even think about cooking here. Well, it's probably super flammable. Who knows what's in there?
Oh, God, it stinks so bad I can smell it already.
I like the fact that they didn't say no pets or no smokers, because seriously, those are two things that would add it.
Yeah, you gotta hoard those cigarette butts for sure.
Because I'd walk in there and be like, they'd be probably like, oh, you smoke? Oh, that's fine.
Put your empty cigarette packs over here.
Okay, can I smoke in the front room?
Sure, of course.
Can I smoke in the laundry room?
No.
Of course you can.
Can I smoke outside in the back?
No, the backyard's off limits.
Backyard's off limits.
Fuck. Fuck. Really? I can't go in the backyard at all?
No.
Off limits.
Off limits.
What's in the backyard?
We don't even talk about it.
Damn it.
Shit. Don't even look at the out the backyard.
Are you a normie?
I'm going back in my room.
I think he's a normie.
No judgment, normie.
I'm going to hoard this conversation.
I think you're need out of here. We're going to chase you out of here with all of our old National Geographic.
With all of the brooms that we've hoarded.
Sweep me out.
Onto the street like the trash. Because this is our treasure.
What if the Egyptians were just block hoarders?
They built structures to hold their shit, which they did. Hey, we're going to bury some dude. Let's put a bunch of shit in there.
They even hoarded their bodies. That's what that's what the mummies were, mummies.
And their all their goods and gold and everything.
Wow, Egyptians are really hoarders.
Yeah, the first hoarders.
That's a new racial stereotype. That I'm gonna start. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're Egyptian? You're a fucking
Egyptian,
hoarder.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Not renting from me.
I want to be a landlord just so I can say that to somebody. Police say Brenda Schumann, who's 51, defecated and urinated on a floor and then went on an armed rampage through the house after discovering her husband in bed with another woman.
This works better than X-Lax. You're like, what the fuck's going on in here? I like the idea that this woman went straight to fucking monkey justice.
She's like, yeah, 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 yeah.
She's like,
I like the fact that I never heard the term monkey justice.
No,
before.
You think about it. Monkeys don't have, I mean, they rarely use tools, but if they want to fuck up somebody's abode, they poop on it and they throw
poop
it.
At it.
And she went right for it. Just natural instinct. Humans, evolutionarily, we're not too far away as far as justice is concerned with this woman.
Monkey justice.
I found him in bed with a naked chick. What was I supposed to do? She later told the deputy.
Makes sense to me.
There's got to be a list on the internet that's shit you should do.
You should do before you shit and piss on the carpet.
It's on Wikipedia. You know, it's a huge list. It's like, go dancing. Go
first
bowling.
Of all, I would like to tell everyone you're going to want to poop and piss all over everything. You're not going to want to do that.
She allegedly stormed into the bedroom of her Florida home at around 2:30 a.m., carrying a rifle and threatening to kill both her 42-year-old husband and his lover. After her husband managed to get the gun away from her, he says that she urinated on the carpet outside the bedroom before she defecated on the floor. She allegedly found a second rifle and began to destroy items around the house, including mirrors, pictures, and Christmas decorations.
So after defecating and peeing, she had some sort of gun clairvoyance
and went
just located the first fucking
and then she loaded
AR-15.
It with her own poop.
She was like an alcoholic who stashes bottles. She was a crazy chick who stashes firearms, and she was just going there and going,
I like that she was so mad that like she just had to shit.
Monkey justice. Mm-hmm.
The deputy said it is unclear whether she was employing the rifle in the destruction as to shoot or as to smash. Her husband told deputies she eventually left the house and drove away, leaving the weapon behind. A deputy tracked her down to another apartment where she allegedly tried to hold the door shut to prevent him from getting inside. She couldn't just shit on the front stoop.
She just shits and smears it on the doorknob so he can't use it.
Obviously like a monkey.
See, the first thing a civilized person would do would be to pen a letter.
To a congressman.
Right. Like Homo sapien, pen a letter. Monkey justice?
Take a shit.
Shit and piss all over everything. And then you go back. Wait, no. You would start off with Homo sapien revenge theory is shoot. But once your firearm is taken away,
monkey. Shit,
monkey justice.
Can you defecate without pissing? Have you ever done that?
Yes.
You have?
Yes.
Is that like when it's coming, and you can't do anything about it?
Well, no. If you're as controlled as this bitch is, then yeah.
I've never actually been able to do that. I've heard people that can do that, and I just think it's
so. Every time you go to the bathroom, you pee and poop at the same time?
No. Like I pee and then I shit. Like if I know
so
I have
to sit down to pee.
No. If I have to take a shit, I sit down and then
you pee first.
A little bit of pee comes out, even if it's a little bit, and then I shit.
How many milliliters?
I'd say 4.
Okay. And then you poop, Jenny.
And then I poop, unless it's like diuretic, and then it.
Yeah, I mean, I can poop without peeing.
Without peeing, too.
You guys are wizards. How do you do that?
But girls can, like, poop and pee at the same time, sort of.
So can guys. I pooped and peed at the same time.
Yeah, but sometimes the shit gets on the tip of your dick when it splashes back.
Well, I don't use my dick as a cork, Patrick.
Oh. Well, why not?
Because I can't. I
if the dick
can't.
Fits. You've ever heard that saying?
No.
Anyway, no. I'm done. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Oh,
for everyone
the
who
places the show goes.
It's like a Shel Silverstein poem.
I know. It's like... It really is.
That's where the sidewalk ends, where you shit and you piss. When monkey justice is going to be implemented, that's where the sidewalk ends. Right here, fucker.
That was very good. Police in North Carolina say a deaf man was stabbed several times after his sign language was mistaken for gang signs.
Holy shit.
Burlington Police Sergeant say Terrence Evan Daniels was using sign language with another deaf man. He said a third person saw them, thought they were flashing gang signs, and stabbed Daniels with a kitchen knife. A neighbor saw the victim and called emergency personnel.
I'm gonna bang you. I'll kill that guy.
Police arrested...
You're never gonna get me.
Arrested 22-year-old Robert Neal and charged him with assault with a deadly weapon with intent to kill, inflicting serious injury and felony assault on a handicapped
Good
person.
Job.
Okay, real quick. Who the fuck carries around a kitchen knife? Isn't that what...
Maybe it was outside of his
Jason
home.
Jason and Mike Myers uses to kill people. I thought gang members like had weapons.
Are you saying like that Jason knives. And Mike Myers were in a gang?
I'm yes. not at all. What I'm saying is that gang members, for instance, probably right now would have some sort of switchblade. Or back in the 1800s had the knuckle knife.
Yeah.
But you, if you're in a gang, you're assuming that you're going to meet rival gang members and you're going to have to like... Go
Stab
at each
them.
Other, right?
You're going to carry a cleaver
but,
around.
But I'm not going to carry a fucking Ginsu around. And if I see somebody, whoops, that's throwing gang signs, I'm going to go get him. How old was the guy? Does it say how old he was?
He was 22.
So he's an idiot.
Yeah.
Right.
An Maybe idiot with his dad's fucking steak knife.
Maybe they were outside of his home. It doesn't say.
Yeah, there was a barbecue.
Yeah.
How do you sign I'm going to pop a cap in your ass? Maybe he just didn't under... Maybe the signs for I'm going to pop a cap in your ass in the gang world are very similar to the sign language
no,
thing.
What happened is that he was signing, did you see that double rainbow video? And Fuckface thought that he was like creeching on his territory
Pips
and went
stupid.
In for the kill.
I fucking hate craps. Don't you think that double rainbow? Double rainbow, I won it like doing my knives.
He went on Demi Kimmel.
I'm going to hell. So some fucker just saw some dude signing and stabbed him because he thought he was flashing gang signs.
Yeah.
I donated $50,000 to Urban Youth.
I don't understand what that was. I don't speak sign.
Nothing. Sorry. Fuck it. Douchebag.
Totally. Like yeah. Yeah, just a little bit of a douchebag.
So how much we got? Yeah, we'll hear about this. Some people won't, but we will.
Yeah, we're going to hear about this. This is coming back.
All right, so recap it, Jenny.
Oh, so we've got the Hoarders advertising for their Craigslist roommate, which I don't know if these guys are so much douchebags than just like disgusting. Yeah. To me. And we got the Brenda Schumann, the superhero who shit and pissed on her boyfriend's carpet.
Multitasker.
Take that, Stuart! Definitely multitasker. And we've got the dick who stabbed the handicapped guy or a deaf guy for just trying to have a conversation.
All right, and those are your douchebags for episode 167 of The Hideous Creature Show.
You said you look like a fine understanding your way.
Like I'm doubly going to hell and you guys are singularly going to hell.
Yeah.
All right, we're coming to the end of another Hideous Creature Show.
Oh, my Lord.
I don't have the copy. I don't know what I did with it. What I said last week is just, if you want to contact us, just Google Hideous Creature Show.
That's
we'll
true.
Up.
We All of our social media sites are there and
go to Facebook.
Website.
Yeah, we're on the Facebook a lot. And if you wanna email us, do it at hideouscreatureshow@gmail.com. That's the best way to contact us. Anything else? What do we got? Special thanks this week goes out to Michael Kelly. Do you guys have anybody?
No. Nope.
I want to say to Sherry, your mom, for the...
Oh, my mom's birthday is in 2 days.
Ooh.
Well, your mom's a Capricorn, too.
Happy birthday.
Indeed. My mom is going to be... Yeah, I'm not going to divulge her age because she's a lady.
That's right. She is a lady, and we do not need to know that information.
She's going to be 39 years old.
Happy birthday, Sherry.
The special thanks to Sherry is the comment that was said on the phone that Patrick shared. I'm not going to say what it is. It's kind of an inside joke.
Oh.
But it went out there, and we laughed at it for the duration of our beach trip.
Jenny wants to hear that comment. Oh, yes. It was there.
The intro to the show this week was the Headbutt Champion, which I posted already on our Facebook page. The outro this week is going to be Liz Phair, because I watched a documentary, and Liz Phair was on, and I forgot how much I loved her stuff back in the day. And she's doing well, and it made me very happy. So, you guys have anything to add?
I think Liz Phair and Dave Letterman have had an affair in their past.
Really?
Yep, I think they. I have.
Percentage, Jenny, go.
That's true?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, 30?
I'm saying 64. Nine. Okay. 9%.
Well, you guys can be fools when you're wrong.
Damn it. We're going to be fools.
I am a fool.
All right. Well, we're going to do another show in about 7 days. Until then, everyone, do yourself a favor and have a wonderful, wonderful week. I woke up.